don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:37 on the sweet spot on a Tuesday. You heard the intro, and that means one thing and one thing only. We need to check in with our friend, and this is brought to you by
Globe Life.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay. It is one third of the Courage Boys, the Marconi winning musers, Texas Radio Hall of Famer. It's time for some afternoon jub with George Dunham.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Sweet spot.
Partying?
Oh, man. I am bringing new meaning to day drinking today.
Man.
Excellent.
I want to be more like George.
You too.
Spending a couple days with him at the compound and seeing him walking around with tequila. I was like, man, this is... George was in his element that week.
We need to let people know this is the last afternoon Jub for a little while, because Jub, you've got
if he wants it to be.
You've got an excursion to Ireland, a big golf trip.
I do. I leave the day after Jub Jam, and I go play golf with my good friend from high school and like 18 other dudes from Dallas, and we play 9 courses in 9 days.
That's awesome.
Hey.
18 people. Jeez.
Yeah.
Different hotels, or is there like a B&B type situation? What do we got?
We have 2 rooms for 18 guys.
All right.
Two bedrooms?
A little bunking?
No, I think we have our own room in most cases, but some we may have to shack up.
When's the last time you've had to do that, share a room with a buddy on a trip?
It's been a while. It's probably since training camp. I may just put out a tweet and see if Bono has room at his house.
Maybe they're touring Text somewhere. He's just, it's free. You could house sit for Bono.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Who was your bunk mate for training camp back in the day? Because we don't do that anymore.
Thank God.
No, we don't. I think the last one I had was Corby.
Okay,
maybe
Corby's dog.
Corby was a great roommate. I think he hated me, but I thought he was great.
Because you're getting up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So in our first segment today, I played a video I found this weekend. And I'll bring up another one to you here in a little bit. Big internet weekend for me. But it was about a guy talking about fashion over the past 20 years and how, for the most part, it feels like it's felt pretty similar. Like if you watch a show or movie from 20 years ago, it feels like it could be something from today. But then you go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, you can always tell the time period based off of what people are wearing. But it feels like we've kind of been stagnant in that. Like, has your style changed over the past 20 years? Because I feel like with us, we're kind of wearing the same stuff, just t-shirts, jeans.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think
shoes.
In the last 20 years, not much. Now, if you went back to the 90s, I think you would see, you know, a lot of big prints and big shirts and jorts and all that. But
jorts. That was a 90s.
Yeah, I
thing.
Think you hit on something, though. What's the difference between 2025 and 2005?
So what year did you graduate high school, George?
Oh, gosh. I'm such a dinosaur. 83.
Okay. So 83. Were you dressing like the 80s? Because I was born in 88, so I don't have much of a memory of it. I just, you know, pictures, music videos, movies and stuff. That's how I see the 80s, and there's a distinct look. Were you dressing like that back then?
The only 80s thing I did, I would say spring of my senior year, I tried to dress like any sort of, if I wasn't, you know, dressed for golf, then I was dressed like any sort of British new wave band member.
Like you were wearing like a leather jacket and ripped
man,
jeans,
I didn't have a leather jacket, but I had some t-shirts with the sleeves cut off and.
You were a Sex Pistol?
Yeah, jeans and
you're in the flock of seagulls.
Towards the end, I tried to make my hair look like Cy Kiernan of The Fix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you've had the same hair, basically.
Same hair.
Your whole life, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the Jub Hawk was such a left turn.
So jolting. Yeah, pretty much. You know, my hair's not that ridiculous, though, is it? I mean, because I've been killed on it for like 31 years on this station.
Dude, you have a good
hairline.
You have a
the hardline used
hairline.
To make an entire segment out of the day I would get a haircut. Let's bring Georgie in here. Yep, sure enough. Yep. He went six catching up.
Got your ears lowered.
So in your adult life, say age 25 through now, what is the biggest change you've gone through with your style? Because I feel like for most of us, it's pretty similar. It's t-shirts, it's jeans, maybe shorts.
Yeah.
Flip-flops, tennis shoes. Like, I don't know if we've ever really changed
it's
too much.
It's because we work here. If we were actual professionals...
You'd be business casual.
There would be some differences for sure.
Yeah, I guess informal clothing, collars and things like that have changed a little bit. Tie styles,
mm-hmm.
But no, I have no fashion though. I mean, it's like describe how you dress. Semi homeless? I don't know.
You're just a generic white guy.
Yeah, we're just dudes.
Yeah, and like Sean said, we work here, which means, yeah, we can wear shorts. And starting in about March, I start wearing shorts just because they're comfy.
Are you going to wear shorts on stage at Jub Jam, or is that a big no-no?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably wear pants.
Okay.
Try to wear the, you know, performing uniform. Probably when I get down there for like load in and just, you know, getting I'll probably just have shorts on and change in the jeans.
Pants?
It's flipping hot.
Rock pants.
It is.
Golf pants.
In the second video I sent you, George, did you watch this? This was something
yes.
I guess it went viral this weekend. I saw it for the first time. Sean seen it. Justin saw it. So it's a guy who attempts to drink 24 beers, eat 24 burgers, hike 24 miles in 24 hours. And he got very close. He pulled off the beers. He got the 24 miles
in. No problem
on
the beers.
It was just the burgers. And he ran out of time. That was the only issue.
Okay, I think he messed up. Didn't it look like he just hung out in that hotel room for, what, 3 or 4 hours?
That's what it felt like. Like the early morning mm-hmm. you're talking about?
Yeah, I would have just... started hiking, and I think he would have burned through burgers easier. You know?
Yeah, he front loaded the beers too. He got like 3 beers in him before he even really pretty much got out of bed.
And maybe it's just fat guy here talking, but those burgers seem really small. I feel like I could at least house 2 of those at a time.
So I think it is it's an unusual combo though that you have the stamina because it looks like he hikes. I guess, because he went 24 miles. I don't know if I could do 24 miles.
Not in this weather.
There's no way. But you have to have, you know, an appetite and be able to eat like a bear. And then you have to be able... When's the last time y'all had 24 beers in 24 hours? I don't know if I ever have.
Do you think you could do it?
Lando
said yesterday... I think we could do the 24 beers in 24 hours.
I think if
I put my mind to it, and those are light beers too. It's not like you're drinking anything heavy.
I could do 24 beers in 24 hours. I could. I wouldn't want to, but I could.
But then you have to hike. Would that just be your fluids while you hiked? Because obviously you need water, and there's plenty of water.
I think
you'd
dehydrate even in 50 or 60 degree temperatures. But I think you're right, Sean. Get the hike over with and then pound beers for 3 hours. If say you have like 3 hours to play with after you just get the hike out of the way.
Yeah.
But, man, you're going to be so messed up. I thought as I was watching this video that it was going to end with him hurling.
Same. He was in good shape at the end for the most part. Like the beers didn't affect him at all.
No.
And maybe the mileage he was walking and spreading it out. I think we could get through 24 light beers. I think we could do it.
Yeah.
As a show, could we get through...
Yes, as a show we could.
24, 24, 24, and 24.
I think easily as a show, but...
Including the hiking.
Like, even getting through, like, 15 beers in 24 hours feels like... For me, at this point in my life, feels like a ton.
Yeah.
You'd have to put your mind to it.
It sounds like Lando feels like he can do it.
I mean,
Can you get the 24 burgers also, Lando?
If we're doing it as a show, I would volunteer for the beer part.
Boy, you would be LeBron on the 07 Cavs carrying this team.
That's a bingo.
He'd also mix in some brown drink, too. Just like, oh, give me a couple shots.
Now, we can crush the burgers real easy as a team. There's no question.
I'll brawn you guys on that one.
Okay.
How many burgers you think you could get, Justin, of those? And they were McMinis or whatever they were.
We should
they
do this like
4 hours?
Yeah, 24 hours. Could you get 24 burgers?
Yeah, I'd probably buy another 10. Make a meal out of it.
34 and 24.
I think the 24 miles is the underrated part of this because it felt like there was some terrain he was going up.
Yeah, he's going uphill.
Yeah, he's
a lot.
Going uphill. It looked
you
like
you guys
for
can
a
handle
of,
that.
I don't
we'll
know.
Let George throw a frisbee up it. Add another element.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked like he went up in a mountain or at least a hill.
Or a switchback, at least.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. That guy's pretty impressive. To get through the 24 beers, what do you get, 15 hamburgers?
Only 15 hamburgers, which I thought was, that's the one I was a little disappointed in him, because I feel like he could have at least got to 20.
Would we have to do this like a relay race? Like the next person couldn't start their event until the previous person finishes what they had to do?
I think we might go, like you start with beer one, then I go beer, Sean goes, George, Jay, Justin, we just kind of go around and see how
and we're
much
all walking
we can get.
Together.
That would be the biggest beating of it all is going 24 miles. I think that's the underrated part of this whole thing.
One of us has to make it 24 miles. Like I could, me and Monty could tap out after like 7 miles.
Okay, and the rest of us have to go
the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Quick math, 17 miles.
Yeah.
That's a long way, dude. I've been on big hikes like that have taken like over a day. Like 40 miles over like 3 or 4 days. That's doable. 24 though.
Yeah, ooh. 24 and 24. Well, it's just 1 mile an hour, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You're just chomping
how about
burger,
that math?
A bunch of beers,
just chomping on a burger, cracking open a Coors.
Do this overseas next week, George.
Yeah,
with your buddies
in Ireland.
See, the weather's really cool there.
I'm sure the beer's real weak over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, do 26 Imagine Guinnesses or 24 Guinnesses.
24 motor oil beers, and yeah.
Get you a harp.
They're so strong, too.
Give them the full American experience. All beer, all burgers.
Hell yeah.
All the time.
What do you think they're going to think of Jubb in Ireland? You think I'm going to be like a cult hero, or do you think I'm going to get shouted down?
I think you're going to run into other Jubbs, is what I think. I really think.
Irish Jubb?
Yeah, there's just going to be Irish Jubbs.
Mick Jubb.
Irish Jubb at the pub, yeah.
Oh, is that a frozen
Jubb at
awesome
the pub.
There?
We need to make that happen. Mick Jubb at the pub.
Give me a frozen awesome.
Ah, lad, thanks for telling me about the frozen awesome.
And real quick, before we let you run, Jubb Jam coming up this Friday night.
Friday night, Longhorn Ballroom, Macho Self Storage, Jubb Jam. This is the most amount of tickets that we have sold with Randy Rogers, Cameron Albright, Brady Black, and my little band, the Bird Dogs, Steve Helms, Michael Padgett, Bobby Duncan.
Heck yeah.
And it all goes to the Senior Source of Greater Dallas. Last year, we raised over $220,000. We are going to beat that this year.
Excellent.
We are going to raise more than that, I do believe, this year.
Well, we can't wait for that, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, George. We'll do something fun next Tuesday.
Friday night for sure.
Maybe we'll try to drink 24 beers during this segment next week. Just for
what time
would
it be if you guys called me at 2:30 in the afternoon Dallas time?
8:30.
Yeah,
is it 6 hours?
Yeah.
Is it 6 hours difference?
It'd be the night.
Okay, that wasn't that hard. So it'll be I'll be at night.
Mm-hmm. So pub job.
Yeah, feeling really good.
So we'll have Holler nighttime pub job. All right, we'll give you a call next week.
Okay.
There he goes.
See you, boys.